Approach Samabhuti, verse
64.
64,
I have it.
You already have it? Gatanamna yatha prithvi. Gatanamna yatha prithvi. Patanamna hitantabaha. Patanamna hitantabaha. Jagannamna chirabhati. Jagannamna chirabhati. Nyeyam tat. Tat abhavataha, nyeyam tat tat abhavataha, gatha namna, yatha prithvi, patha namna, hi tantavaha, jagat namna, jagat namna, jagat namna, chit abhati, chit abhati, chit abhati, Nyayam tat tat abhavataha. Gata is a pot. Gata namna from naman for the, give a little extra for the Sanskrit people. Naman is an unending neuter noun. The collapses and you get namna. Like Rajan becomes Ragnya. So instrumental singular of Naman, which means name, is Namna. So by the name pot, Gata Namna. By the name pot, Gata Namna, Yatha, just as, Prithvi, the earth, just as the earth, by the name pot, okay, goes by the name pot. We'll see it with a verb in a minute. Gata namna yatha prithvi. Prithvi is the earth, nominative singular, feminine. Patta. Patta means a cloth. A cloth. Patta namna, by the name cloth. Okay? By the name cloth, he is a filler indeed. Okay? Tentavaha from tentu. Tentu means thread. Tentavaha means threads, nominative plural. So just as threads by the name cloth. So just as the earth by the name pot, just as threads by the name cloth. Everybody see it? Okay. Jagannamna, jagat. The universe, the creation is jagat. Namna. By the name jagat, creation, chit. Consciousness. Abhati. Abhati means appears or shines or presents itself, shines, appears. So just as you could say, just as the earth, in English we'd say, just as the earth appears or presents itself by the name of pot, right? Just as the earth shines by the name of pot, or presents itself, appears by the name pot, as the name pot. You can say as, and put your two over there for the third. So just as the earth appears as the name pot, and just as the threads appear as the name cloth, the consciousness, chit, appears as the name universe.
Okay? So the abhati applies to all of them.
Abhati will apply to all. Nyayam, that is to be known. The chit is to be known, okay? That chit which appears, there's some missing words, as there are often missing words in a shloka, but you understand the meaning. The consciousness, nyayam, is to be known. The potential participle, nyayam, is to be known. Tut, tut. When you have a reduplication of tut, 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 it means by those, all of those. Abhavataha, it says, what they mean by abhava is, it means non-existence, but it means by the negation, from the negation, that taha, affix, has the sense of from. So from the abhava, means from that negating, taking away the being, abhava, taking away the being of those, of what? Of the gutta, of the pot, right? Because of the pot, of the thread, of the universe. Of the pot, the the cloth, and the universe. Because so, see the logic, this is all satyam mitya. If I have a clay, an earthen pot, right? What I have to see is that the pot has no bhava. The pot itself has no bhava, has no being. So I have to take away the being of the pot, leaving only the clay, right? I have to take away the being, the independent being of the cloth, of the patta, leaving only the tantu, leaving only the threads, right? I have to take away the independent being of the jagat, of this creation, leaving only the chit, the consciousness, right? So that tet tet abhavataha, from the removing the existence, removing the being from those, right? Do you understand, everybody? Removing the being from the pot, from the cloth, from the jagat, leaving only the clay, the threads, and the chit. This is satyam mitya. You have to understand, if I say clay pot, a clay pot, there's only one thing there, is the clay. The clay is in the form of the pot, but the only thing that is there is clay. So the satyam mitya means the pot form has to be reduced to mitya, and the bhava, the being, the existence, has to go to the clay. So I have to remove the bhava, the being, from the pot and give it to the clay. If I give it to the clay, that's advaita. Then I realize there's only clay there. Same. With the tantu, with the patra, the cloth, I have to remove the bhava, the being, from the cloth and give it to the tantu. The tantu are the threads, tantavaha. I have to give the being back to the threads. Because what is the truth of the cloth? Are only the threads. That's the satyam. Then advaita. There's only tantu there. Okay? Now, those are drishtantas. Those are only illustrations, right? For the satyam mitya of this creation and Brahman, the consciousness. Chit is Brahman, consciousness. I have to remove the bhava, the being from the jagat, as though the jagat has its own being, and give it back to the satyam, the chit. So that all that is here, when we experience all the nama-rupa, the names and forms of the creation, all that is here really is consciousness. Right? How do I arrive at that? Through the satyam mitya, removing the reality, the independent reality of the jagat, recognizing that the truth of the jagat is only chit consciousness. Clear? It's really amazing. It's such a beautiful verse, right? So let's chant this verse again and then go on, we'll chant the next verse following. Katanana yathapriti, pakanana hitantavaha, pakanana hitantavaha, jagannana chira bhati, jagannana chira bhati, nyayam tattara bhavataha, nyayam tattara bhavataha, sarvopi vyavaharastu, sarvopi vyavaharastu, brahmana kriyate janaihi, brahmana kriyate janaihi, ajnanam na vijananti, ajnanam na vijananti, mrideva hi kathadikam, mrideva hi kathadikam, sarvaha api vyavaharaha.
Remember, sip of tea.
Okay. Sarvaha api vyavaharaha tu brahmana kriyate janahi. Ajnanat na. Did I get that? Ajnanat na vijananti mrit eva hi gata gata adikam. Gata adikam, gata adikam. Sarvaha api vyavaharaha. Sarva vyavaharaha means all vyavahara. You know the word vyavahara? Vyavahara means this empirical reality. It's transactional vyavahara. Vyavahara means to transact business, to be engaged in doing things in the creation. So we call vyavahara the empirical reality that we experience. It's the shared reality where we transact business with each other. We engage with each other. That's vyavahara. So all vyavahara means all this empirical reality that we are engaged in. Like I see you, I talk to you, you talk to me, you go to the store and you buy things. All of this type of thing. That's vyavahara. So all vyavahara, this entire empirical reality where we are objective, the objective reality, Ishvara's creation. It's another way to understand it, vyavahara. Ishvara Srishti, that's the objective creation that we share, right? As opposed to Pratibhasika. Pratibhasika means the projected reality, like I see a snake on the rope, but you don't. I have a thought in my mind, or I have a dream, and it's my subjective experience. It's not shared. Vyavahara is shared. Right? You and I can talk to each other. I can say, this is an oriental rug. And you can say, oh yes, where did you get it? Because right? It's a shared reality. So, sarvaha vyavahara. Api means and, or also. It's a filogre. Sarvaha vyavaharaha. All vyavahara. All transactional reality, all empirical reality, to, it says, vyavahara to just as another filler, but, or whereas, brahmana, as Brahman, keep that out for the minute, it's in the instrumental singular for Brahman. Kriyate is a passive participle, a passive voice, passive present tense of kriyate, is done, janahi, by the people, instrumental plural. So you could say, even though all the vyavahara is done by the people, okay? All vyavahara done by people, we could say, done by the people, all the vyavahara done by the people, brahmana is Brahman. Brahmana, where the tritiya here is being used to tell what the actual nature of the thing is. So it's called itambhave tritiya. So that's how I'm taking it there. Where the tritiya is used to define the reality of what something is, or to define what something is. So if we say, all of this vyavahara, which is being done by the people, is Brahmana, is as Brahman alone, it's Brahman, okay? There's not something else here. So all of this vyavahara that we're engaged in, all of this vyavahara, it is Brahman alone, okay? So then it says, ajnanat, because of ignorance, na vijananti, they do not know, okay? Vijananti, they do not know because of ignorance. What don't they know? This whole thing is an example. Mrit eva, clay alone, indeed. Mrit means clay. Eva, he indeed. Gata adikam, the pot, etc. Okay. There's no yata or anything here, just as. So you have to make this sentence based on what's been given to you. So the bottom line says, because of ignorance, ajnanat, na vijananti, they do not know that the pot, etc., gata adikam, You can say the pot, the plate, the cup, gata adi, adi means etc. The pot, etc., is only clay. Out of ignorance, just because of ignorance, they, vijananti, they don't have a direct, nya means to know, vijna means to have specific, aproksha, direct recognition. They don't recognize, out of ignorance, they don't recognize that the pot, the gata, etc., is mrit eva, is only clay. Okay? They don't recognize that. That's the example. Okay? So, now it says, even though all of this vyavahara, which is done by the people, is only Brahman, they don't know that because of ignorance. Right? So the subject is understood because of the vijananti, is the third person plural. So they, na vijananti, they don't know because of ignorance. Even though all of this vyavahara, which is kriyate janahi, which is being done by the people, is Brahman alone, they don't know that. Just as they do not know, because of ignorance, that the pot, etc., is only clay. You could even take the pot, etc., is only clay, but if they say gatari, then you would think of what other things are made of clay. Pot, plate, cup, you know, tumbler, all of these things that are made of clay, they don't recognize that. Why don't they recognize it? Because of ignorance.
Is the Brahmana, is the instrument case of Brahmana quite, I mean, it's, there's no confusion, it makes, is it because of the flow of the...
Flow of it, it's kind of an awkward sentence, and there's no real other thing that you can do with it. You could say like this, all of this vyavahara is done by the people, which is Brahman. But that doesn't read well. So you have to say, all of this vyavahara, because you have to have the meaning, correct, huh? All of this vyavahara, which is done by the people, all the vyavahara, even though all the vyavahara is done by the people, it is Brahman alone. Then you're using itambade, where you're using the instrumental to define the reality of it, which is fine, okay? They don't know that because of ignorance, right? Vijnanat, na vijananti. They don't know that because of ignorance. Then you can do the whole sentence again because of the drishtanta. And you add the just as. Just as they don't know that the pot, just like the pot being only clay, being clay alone. You don't have to say the whole thing over. You could say they don't know that because of ignorance. You know, just as the pot, etc., being only clay, they don't know that all of this vyavahara, everything that we experience, the totality of what we experience is Brahman alone. They don't know that. Just as they don't know that the pot, etc., is only clay.
They know the pot's clay, but they don't have the recognition of the non-dual.
Well, what we say is, if a person is missing, it's only an illustration, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, if the person's a murtha, not... something wrong with them. they look at the clay pot and they miss the clay, only focusing on the form. They're only focusing on the form, missing the reality of what is there. For a jnani, a clay jnani, clay pot jnani, which this next verse will show us, or one of these verses, when they're seeing the pot, they're not missing the clay. That's how obvious it is. And same, when we're seeing this creation, all of these nama rupas, we're not missing the satchit. Right? We're not missing the substance. It's obvious. But that's for the one who has that knowledge. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's chant that and go to the next verse.
Are we going to do the bhashya?
No.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
Sarvo ki vyavaharastu, sarvo ki vyavaharastu, brahmana kriyate janaihi, brahmana kriyate janaihi, ajnanam na vijananti, ajnanam na vijananti, madeva hi katadikam, madeva hi katadikam, karyakaranatha nityam, Kavidakaranathanityam Aste katamritor yata Aste katamritor yata Tathaiva Shruti Yukti Bhyam. Tathaiva Shruti Yukti Bhyam. Prapancha Pramanoriha. Prapancha Pramanoriha. Karya Karanatha Nityam Aste Gata Mridoho. Gata Mrit, Gata is part, Mrit is part, Gata Mridoho Yatha Tata Eva Shruti Yukti Bhyam. Shruti Yukti, Shruti Yukti Bhyam. Prapancha Brahmanoho Iha. Okay? Karya Karana. Karya effect, Karana cause. Karya Karana. Karya Karana, so effect, cause, and that ta, the ta ending, everybody see that? That ta, like twum and ta, ta is the feminine abstract. So it's a nominative singular, feminine nominative singular, being the cause and effect. In English, we say cause-effect, but effect, cause, ta says being. Being the cause and effect, nityam, always, at all times, aste, exists, it exists, or is, it's not us, it's us. It's not the verb to be us. It's aste. Means to sit, to remain, to be, to exist in the sense of existing or remaining.
So is it past or first person?
Aste being? Is in the Atmanapada singular, present tense.
Oh.
Aste. Mm-hmm. Just it exists. So gata pat mrit clay gata mridoho is in the genitive dual. Just as there is the cause effect, cause and effect, there is always that cause and effect for the pot and the clay. The gata, the pot is the karya. The mrit, the clay, is the karana. So do you see it where it says karya? Karya goes to gata, karana, cause, goes to mrit. So just as there is nityam, eternally, always, there always exists the cause-effect relationship for clay pot, where the mrit, the clay is the cause, the upadana karanam, the material cause of the pot, right? So just as that cause-effect relationship is nityam, eternal, there's no way to change that. That it could be, that it can't, nothing can veer away from that. Because, in fact, the pot is only clay. The clay is the very substance of the pot. So that it's nityam. It's eternal. It's changeless. You can't go beyond it. Tata eva. Similarly, indeed. Shruti means the Shruti, the Upanishads, right? The Shruti. And Yukti means logic. The Shruti says this. So by the Shruti, this is Bhyam, is instrumental dual. Shruti and Yukti. By Shruti, Upanishads, and by Yukti, logic. So by Shruti and Yukti, Prapancha Brahmanoho. Prapancha means the jagat, the creation. Brahmanoho, Prapancha Brahmanoho, genitive dual. Just like Gata Mridoho is genitive dual, Prapancha Brahmanoho, genitive dual. The Prapancha, creation, and Brahman. In the same way, there's this karya, karanata, cause-effect relationship, aste, exists between the prapancha and Brahman. Brahman is the karana, right? Brahman is the karana, is the cause. The prapancha, the creation, is the effect. Everybody see it?
You said one
real concisely
one more time.
Okay. Yatha, just as there exists a cause effect relationship between the clay and the pot. The clay is the cause, the pot is the effect. So just as there exists the cause-effect relationship between the clay and the pot, similarly, there exists a cause-effect relationship between Brahman and the creation. Right? And the cause-effect is what we call upadana karanam. It's nimitta karanam also, but upadana karanam means the material cause, like clay pot. There's nothing there but clay. Clay is the material cause of the pot. Like that, Brahman is the material cause, the upadana karanam, of this creation. Same way. Okay? Everybody see it? Just chant it and we'll do one more. Karyakaranatanityam Ase katamridoryatha Ase katamridoryatha Tathaiva shruti yuktibhyam Tathaiva shruti yuktibhyam Prapancha brahmanoriha Prapancha brahmanoriha. That iha is means here. Grihyamane kate yadvat Grihyamane kate yadvat Mrittika pati vai balat Mrittika bhati vai balat Vikshamane prapanchepi Vikshamane prapanchepi Brahmava pati bhasuram Brahmava pati bhasuram Grihyamane gate Yadvat. Nakara is a verb, is it a? Yadvat. Mrittika. Bhati. Vai. Balat. Vikshamane. Prapanche. Api. Brahma. Eva. Abhati. Vasura. Grihyamane kate. When the pot is being perceived, grih means to perceive, to grasp. We often use grasping, like we think of grasping in terms of grasping with our hands, but it also means grasping in the sense of perceiving or in the sense of understanding or perception. So grihyamana is a present passive participle. You know the present participle in the Atmanepada? Grihyamana. So is being perceived. So, locative, when the pot is being perceived, yadvat, just as, yadvat is the same as yata, just as when the pot, two locatives, just as when the pot is being perceived, mrittika, clay. Mrittika is another word for mrit. Mrit means clay, mrittika means clay. Okay? So, just as when the pot is being perceived, mrittika, clay bhati. Clay shines. You're looking at for this word jnani, clay, you know, pot jnani. When the clay is being perceived, the clay bhati, it itself appears. Balat, because of its very strength, just it will naturally force itself upon the perception. Right? You're looking, I hold up a clay pot. You're only looking at the pot. But you can't help but perceive the clay. The clay itself is presenting itself to you, even though you're only looking at the pot. So just by the force of its nature, because the only thing that's really there is the clay. So it presents itself forcefully to you when you're looking at the pot. You get it?
But
yeah, you can't it could have been balena or balat or balam. It's used adverbially. In adverbs, you can take an adjective and decline it often in the accusative singular, the instrumental, or the ablative to use it adverbially. And so here balat is used like forcefully, by force, like that. Forcefully, you could say. Okay, then it says, and that by just means indeed. The filler. Vikshamane prapanche pi. When the prapancha When the prapancha, the create prapancha is means that which has been made fivefold. It's a word for the creation. We have prapancha, jagat, but there's different words for the prapancha. So the prapancha is one, the jagat and the vishwa is the creation, the jagat creation, the prapancha, the creation. So here it says vikshamane, same as grihyamane, vikshamane prapanche api. When the prapancha, when the creation is being perceived, vikshamana, seeing, is being seen. So also, when the prapancha, when the universe is being perceived, like when we're looking at it through our eyes now, when this universe is being perceived, Brahma eva abhati. Brahman alone presents itself, blot, forcefully, right? It just forcefully presents itself. Brahman, which is Basuram. Basuram means aparocha, shining, self-shining. Brahman is aparocha, it's self-luminous, it's swata siddha, swaprakashatvam. Basuram means shining. So Brahman is Basuram. It's self-shining. It's swaprakashatvam, self-luminous, swata siddha, self-evident. So Brahman, which is self-evident, aparocha, it's presenting itself forcefully when we're looking at the creation. Because the Sat-Chit, my own being, Satyam Jnanam Anantam, my own being, is not anywhere distant from any part of the creation that I'm perceiving through my eyes. So as I'm perceiving this, the consciousness, the Chit, the knownness of the creation, and the being, it is, the my own Swarupa, is not at all hidden or away from this perception. It forcefully presents itself because it's the very satyam, it's the very kadana, the material cause, the very substance of the creation. Right? Just like when I'm looking at a pot, its material cause forcefully presents itself as I'm staring at the pot. For the jnani, as I'm experiencing this creation, forcefully, you know, balat, with great strength, my own swarupa, which is Brahman, is there manifest. It shines there. The Brahman, which is Basuram, self-shining. That means?
It's doing that right now?
Yes. At this very moment, okay? So let's chant this again. See, they're all cheering. Grihyamane kate yadvat, Grihyamane kate yadvat, Mithika bhati vaibalat, Mithika bhati vaibalat, Dichamane prapanchethi, Dichamane prapanchethi, Brahmaiva bhati basuram, Brahmaiva bhati basuram.
Wow.
Okay, that's good. Let's stop there.
Wow, that was
beautiful. Yeah, really amazing. That's why this aparoksha and the bhuti is just beautiful.
Very divine.